So, I was saying, Krishna consciousness means devotion and service to Krishna. So Prabhupada, he did not use the word devotion to Krishna. He did not use service to Krishna. The devotional service to Krishna. Yes. Devotional service. We chant to cleanse our dirty mind. We chant to understand the desires of Krishna. We don't know what Krishna wants, but you chant. Then your intelligence becomes clean. You understand what Krishna now, like devotees fight. But when you become a better devotee, immediately fight stops. And you feel very bad for the past. I'm very sorry. I'm such a nonsense. Not knowing the value of the devotees, I did all nonsense. When you become good devotee, all the things will come back to you as a flash. How you are mishandling the devotees. That's a Prabhupada while doing the body. Cool climate. What did I say? What is Prabhupada saying? While leaving the body. Is that right? While leaving the body, Prabhupada was calling one name after the other. Whoever was in his contact, with whom we are dealing. Everybody wondered, Prabhupada is on the deathbed. Why Prabhupada is supposedly be absorbed in Krishna? Why is calling? Where is the devotee from Bombay? Who is here? I saw him, please call him. Where is that? My godbrother. He will call him back. Where is he? So, the devotees are wondering, instead of leaving the body peacefully, chanting Hare Krishna, why Prabhupada is calling that devotee? Why is he remembering? Taxing his head. Remembering and calling everybody. And they called Prabhupada's last wish. So they called. They sent to bring the Krishnadas Babaji, sent to bring that devotee. And he said, I did not mean to hurt you people, but for preaching, I may chastise you for preaching, I may cut you off. The Gaudiya people are trying to distract Prabhupada disciples. And Prabhupada is Gaudiya, my God was a total nonsense. Not that he has any interest to call them nonsense. Just to tell, for the disciple, the guru is important. Don't get lost here and there. Thoda either, thoda over there, thoda over there. Don't get lost. You can hear, but you have to satisfy one person. You cannot satisfy all persons in life. So, Prabhupada said, I know, told some displeasing things on your chest. I did that way that I had to protect my disciples and I had to put this mission on a solid standing. My disciples, they were not mature. So if somebody is singing nicely, they will run there. If somebody is talking nicely, they run there. But they don't know Krishna is there. How many fathers can you have? Can you decide who will be your father? No. Whatever father Krishna has given you. Do you know that your father is Nanak Varma? You can decide, no, I don't want not a karma, I want to somebody else. No, that's your karma. Krishna has said not a karma, I want to you cannot do anything about that. Similarly, Krishna knows. You send some spiritual master. What can you do? Your karma, your commitment, that's whether you like it or not, that's there. Is that right? Can you say, Sakadeva Swami is not a dikshavi, your karma? What can you say? No matter where you go and take dikshavi, you go here and there. What do you have to say? Is that right? You can even no, I don't care for Sakadeva Swami, whatever you have to, I forget it. I want new persons. This that, that, that. So this is told by whom? This is told by Mahavishnu Goswami of Gujarat. Don't be offensive in life. We are all foolish. We don't know how to deal with people. So using your tiny jumping mind, jump here, jump there. So don't do like that. You should know how to respect people properly. He said, Nanak Varma, your brother. Your brother, what is your name? Harshavardhan. Arjun. So you can have many chachas, uncles. You can have many chachas. By your karma, you get one spiritual master. And after that, somebody may be telling you something. Uncles will tell you something. Chachas will tell you something. Chacha and uncle are same thing. Mother's brother, what is? Mama. Many mamas and many uncles. But father cannot be one. That's not possible. You may hate your father, but whenever you leave your father, they ask you at the Shailendra party. You like it or not, what can you do? It's already arranged for you. Like that. Similarly, who has put you into Krishna consciousness? What can you do? So Prabhupada said, don't transgress etiquette. Don't try to understand people that everything is Krishna's arrangement is there. And you satisfy them like here. Suppose you are trained up here. Maybe you want to take diksha somewhere. No problem. But you know, no, I don't have to tell anybody, I just take diksha. That is inappropriate. To the person to give diksha is also inappropriate. And you to take diksha like that is also inappropriate because you don't know how to properly deal with Vaishnavas. Anything can be done, but it listens. Don't think I don't know to consult anybody in English. And that's also you are trained for. You people call me, you know. People called me. I was in Sandeep Kakkar's house in Delhi. Sandeep Kakkar, when he was only 9th class student, he was coming to me. Everything was nicely together. Small boy, they take Harsam America, Kantarate, Yakatarate, Sapaisa, Chandrika, Jyoti, Monika. All the kids, little kids. Gusav Maharaj, Yeho, Sapai. Abbade ho gaya, Shadi ho gaya. Idhar udhar chale gaya. They went here and there, they are married and all that. They were in the 7th class, 8th class. Small guys, they are coming. So, the point is the Sandeep Kakkar. Sandeep Kakkar, no ego, that children have no ego. Children have no sense of understanding also. We have whatever they like, we are very interested. When they are grown up, no, I should have to for parents. This all you have to consider when you are grown up. But when you are just kid, you just bring some Maharaj or persons, like the door and being all that. So anyway, the Sandeep Kakkar was like that. And now he has become a chartered accountant. And he has become married to Ruchi. And I went there. The Ruchi is not trained by anybody. She married. She has an interest. She agreed, I'll take interest in Bhakti. So Sandeep Kanka married, and when I just called him, my airport is near to her house. I pray that you come to my house. I'm really married. And you get your association from guidance. You've come. I went there. There is a big photo of Jaipur Thakur. I asked her, Jaipur Maharaj. Then I asked her, how did you get association with her? No, he came for some liver treatment here. And his father said, no, from today, you have taken Asriya of Jaipur Thakur. But there are new people. This is the Rishi Mata. So she said, oh, why are you so kind of gifts? And this Kakkad probably has told my, from my childhood, I was associated with Sudhakar son. And it's been a big photograph there also. And the point is, you people were in Kurukshetra University. And then they don't know who is this Swami who said that. Then he said, oh, you all sit down. You have to ask. Ask. Where, what is your association, ISKCON? What are your plans? Things like that. Vaishnavas, you have to do everything very carefully. Because we are not after disciples. We are after training people. We're taking a disciple is a headache and a burden. Well, unless he voluntarily submits, you cannot chastise him, you cannot correct him. It's only a loose relation. So, in spiritual life, wherever we are, we should be simple, service-minded. When you're simple, you can ask questions. You do not have any complex in your mind. Because genuine Vaishnavas, they don't take offense. And they are not greedy for money or followers. Every Vaishnava is doing his job as a service. It's a service. It's not that I'm a guru and things like that. So here, we are reading. This body actually belongs to Krishna. When Murari Gupta and Sanatan Goswami, they were very miserable. Even gopis also. Gopis, Krishna left. Gopis prana is Krishna. Gopis prana is Krishna. And Krishna left. And he did not come back to Vrindavan again. And gopis cannot live without a second. Without Krishna, they cannot live a second. Why did they survive? Why did they survive? Anyone has answer? Do gopis like to live without Krishna even for a moment? They cannot. But why did they live? Krishna did not come back. Second, what is the answer? Krishna does. Because Krishna doesn't like gopis to die. Because Krishna becomes very hot. Because gopis are also very dear to Krishna. They wanted to die. Without Krishna, they wanted to die. No. Krishna will be unhappy. And gopis are there to make Krishna happy. All right. We have to cry and live all our life without Krishna, but we cannot die. Well, when we die, Krishna becomes unhappy. So, devotional service, you cannot just serve without a clean heart, and you cannot just have a clean heart and has no desire for serving. Prabhupada, old man, he had desires to serve. He wanted to die like a soldier on the battlefield, no going back. Well, I should die on preaching field. Prabhupada, did I have done a lot? Now I just relax, pursue the God. So I want to die preaching. Jayapatak Maharaj, that ship. So what? I just preach. Whatever, I preach. So Vaishnavas, they cannot live without preaching. You are such a valuable treasure. You are such a joyful thing with you. Joyful people, do they keep quiet? You celebrate. Joyful people, they cannot keep quiet. మస్తీలో ఉన్నవాళ్ళు ఖాళీగా కూర్చోలేరు. దే డూ సంథింగ్ 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 దే కెన్ బి దే ఆర్ ఇన్ మస్తీ, దే ఆర్ జాయ్. సో దే వాంట్ టు డూ సంథింగ్, లెట్స్ టాక్ టు దిస్ గాయ్, లెట్స్ డూ దిస్, లెట్స్, వాట్ కెన్ ఐ డూ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. నథింగ్ స్టీరియోటైప్, నథింగ్ మెకానికల్, నథింగ్ హెడ్లెస్. డివోడ్ డైలీ నౌ, వాట్ కెన్ ఐ డూ ఫర్ జగన్ ఐ థింక్ దిస్ విల్ బి బెటర్. Always. How can I improve my service to Krishna? How can I do more service? Improve service, more service. Whatever you are doing, do it nicely. Whatever you are doing, that's all right. Do more. Like that. This is called Anandambudhi Vardhanam. Always increase, increase. Devotees, are you satisfied having three temples? No. Want to desire to see that every district has a temple. In a big city, there can be 4 or 5 temples. Desires. But whatever Krishna gives, start from there. Okay. So this is the devotional service is not a stagnant activity. Devotion is a vibrant, dynamic activity. Prabhupada said, devotee morose, they go together. Devotee morose and devotee can go together. A devotee can never be morose. If somebody is morose, means you don't have devotion. You don't have devotion. The nature of devotion service is, the nature of devotion service is enthusiasm, excitement. So, in the worship of eternal bliss, Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna, in the worship of eternal bliss, that's why Prabhupada's body was not hampering his service. Prabhupada had a very, like that lady is there, what is it? Sardamas. Mother's sister. What is her name, the royal lady? So that is the enthusiasm. So she is 85 years old. So she is attending Manalarti. She wants to participate. She wants to do this, do that. That's the nature of devotion service. When you are serving Krishna, your desires increase. In comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship and love, we have to hide our, this kind of happiness, we have to do it secretly. We have to love somebody secretly. We cannot do it. Because it is actually perverted. Whenever we are having a relation with a woman, because you cannot express your love to the woman before everybody. So you have to do it privately. Then nobody will appreciate that. Nobody has any of that kind of relation. So they're thinking, making it infatuation. You cannot. Real love means it transcends the body. If you love your mother, mother's body is in bad shape, old lady. But because there is genuine love between son and mother, no matter what the, we see sometimes when we go to the hospital, completely, and you feel like that. One children, they don't see nothing. My mother, that's all. Maybe smelling, bad. Real love transcends the body. So it is all foolishness that a young woman loves a young man loves a young woman. This is called infatuation. You are attracted to the body, nothing more. It is not real love. Because there is no service, there is no relation. How can there be love? Real love comes after long, long relationship. The mundane love is simply useless and insignificant. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. In this world, we should not be attached to anything more than Krishna, anything more than people who are inspiring you to serve Krishna. Because in your association, your attachment to Krishna is growing. It's not a blind process when you are associating with Vaishnavas, because by their devotion, by their shrewdness, by their commitments, so you are also getting hooked up. I also want to be a staunch, unalloyed devotee of the Lord. So attachment to devotees is also not again on the bodily plane. You don't follow the instructions, do nothing. That doesn't work. Attachment is vani. You are attached to the vani. Vani is real attachment. Vapu is not attachment. Vapu means as long as it is there, you serve. You are not there, space room. But vani, whether it is there or not, there are always on toes. You are on toes. Oh. Maharaj told, Guru Maharaj told, you may be in Himachal, you may be anywhere. Right? So, vani is the real attachment to the spiritual master, and that will save you. That will save you. Not that the Guru Maharaj is there, you are tempting. He is not very stressed out because you don't remember his vani. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. We have a relation on consciousness level. Our relation to each other, because I am trying to be Krishna conscious, you want Krishna consciousness, we have a relation. Otherwise there is no relation. Suppose I fall away from my sincerity to Krishna consciousness, you will be a fool to follow me, is that right? If I fall away from Krishna consciousness, you know, Krishna, no, that means we are attached to the body. We are attached to the consciousness. Our level, so we don't know who he is. He's a Vaishya, this guy is a Raju, this guy is a Rindi, Banya, and Raju. And what is your caste? Bodily caste? Huh? Ready. So, but why we are all together here? Consciousness. You want Krishna consciousness. You don't want ready consciousness. Then you go to another ready. You are not in Andhra consciousness. You are not in the Hindi consciousness, Andhra consciousness. Krishna, wherever there is impetus for Sarin Krishna, there is a Krishna consciousness. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. One should take to Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. Don't believe that there is no happiness. Don't believe that there is no unlimited happiness. There is. There is unlimited happiness. There is real happiness. Just because we are miserable, don't think it is only a belief. Is it a belief? Krishna consciousness is a belief system, or it is a real science? You are following Krishna consciousness because you believe in it, or it has got to your scientific head, scientific brain. Because you got to your scientific brain, you are here. You know? Not that outside it is not good, I stay in this car. Then when here also very tough life, then you move on. No, no, I don't understand, go home. But if your understanding is scientific, you will see everything as a test from the Lord, everything as an arrangement of the Lord, everything as something for your development. Is that right? Anything happens for my development. Krishna Charya, because you are Krishna consciousness. Not that I like this, I stay here. I don't like this, I go. You know, I don't like this. No. Stick to Krishna. Then you know how to take decisions properly. So this is 46. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, the living entity receives, this is over. This is for today's sloka. That is long purport. We will do this tomorrow. Don't remove this. Tomorrow we are not doing this. We will do this sloka tomorrow. We will change the day. 29. Radhashtami. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.